Galen Weston took in $8.4 million in total compensation in the 2022 fiscal year in his role at the head of Loblaw Companies Limited. Meanwhile, Empire Company Limited CEO Michael Medline took in $8.7 million, while Metro Inc. CEO Eric LaFleche earned $5.4 million. But Weston's Loblaw compensation isn't the full picture, as he is also head of the George Weston Limited holding company. His total compensation reached $11.7 million in 2022, a nearly $1.1 million increase from the year before. While Weston's Loblaw compensation jumped significantly year over year, a 56% increase compared with smaller increases received by his competitors, he was also promoted to the top leadership role mid-2021, which muddies the comparison between his 2022 and 2021 compensation. The grocery chain heads have come under increasing scrutiny amid runaway food inflation, telling a parliamentary committee last month that higher prices were not caused by profit mongering and that their margins on food sales have remained low. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 5, 2023. Companies in this story, TSX, L, TSX, EMP, A, TSX, MRU, Christopher Reynolds and Rosa Saba, the Canadian Press.